Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. I am very excited for the podcast this week. In recognition of Teacher Appreciation Week, I visited multiple classrooms to thank teachers and talk to them about why they love teaching. But first, here are our updates. Wednesday was School Nurses Day. We want to give a huge shout out to all of our school nurses and the great things that they do to serve our students and our families and our community each and every day. We love and appreciate you. This week is also Teacher Appreciation Week, and we hope that each day our teachers have felt the love and admiration that we have for all the work that they put forth for our students. Thank you to those that attended the first two community meetings to discuss the district's construction and capital facilities needs for the next 5 to 10 years and to discuss options for addressing and funding these needs. The school district will be hosting two more meetings. One will be held on Wednesday, May 15th at Timpview High School, with another meeting on Thursday, May 16th at Provo High School. Each meeting begins at 6 o'clock p.m., The one at Timpview High School will be held in the choir room, and the one at Provo High School will be held in the auditorium. If you are interested in hearing updates regarding the construction projects happening across the district, please visit the district website and click on the new construction newsletter sign-up link. The next newsletter will be sent out following the May 14th board meeting. The Board of Education currently has two new draft documents available for community input on the district website. From the main page of the district website, click on the Policies, Forms, and Documents button. On the next page, at the top left, there is an orange Review Draft Policies Here button. The first is a draft use of micro-mobility vehicles and pedestrian conveyances on school campuses policy. It basically is regulating the use of e-bikes and electric scooters, golf carts, skateboards, anything you can think of. The second is a draft Culture of Belonging statement. Feedback on this statement will be accepted through May 24th and reviewed by the board prior to voting at the June 11th board meeting. The next school board meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 14th at Centennial Middle School. This meeting is open to the public. Study session will begin at 5 o'clock p.m. in the auditorium, with the business meeting beginning at 7 o'clock p.m., also in the auditorium. It should be a very special night as we are recognizing all of our great teachers and our great employees across the district. Look for the weekly video cast from me every Friday. In the short video, I provide important information and updates about work happening throughout the district. And now, on to our podcast. I'm here with Mrs. Martinez. You're at Spring Creek Elementary. How long have you been at Spring Creek?
14 years.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And what grade do you teach, since people aren't here with us per se?
I teach first grade.
Okay. And how long have you taught first grade?
14 years.
Oh my goodness. Okay. What is the best part about teaching first graders?
The first graders. They're awesome. They're so darling. They love to learn. I'm teaching them how to love being at school and love themselves.
So it's Teacher Appreciation Week, and so we just want you to know how much we appreciate all that you do. Tell us a little bit about something that maybe people don't know that teachers do every day.
If you're a first grade teacher, you tie shoes. You help people get in and out of their coats. I teach reading. I teach math. I teach science. I teach social studies. I teach art.
You teach all the subjects.
Everything.
Everything. Okay, so who wants to share with me what they love about Mrs. Martinez? Oh my gosh, so many people. Okay, tell us your name. What's your name?
Bentley.
Bentley, tell us what you love about Mrs. Martinez.
She's so kind.
Oh, she's so kind. Isn't that important to have a kind teacher? I love this. Okay, what's your name?
Alora. She lets us learn a lot of things.
Oh, you love the learning part. I love that. Okay, tell us your name.
Avaya. That she always lets us do what she wants, and what she always tells us what to do, what she learns us.
And so she helps you learn, right? That's awesome. Okay, tell us your name.
Aldo.
Aldo, what do you love about Mrs. Martinez?
That she has fun stuff for us to do.
That's awesome. She makes learning fun. I'm just going to keep going around. Is that okay? I'm sorry. I've totally hijacked your class. Okay. All right. What's your name?
Sage.
Okay, Sage. What do you love about Mrs. Martinez?
She always reads us books.
Ooh. Do you like that when she reads to you? Best, right? Okay. Tell me your name.
Noah.
Okay, Noah. What do you love about Mrs. Martinez?
He's kind.
She's kind. Isn't that so important? Okay. Tell me your name.
Isabel.
Isabel. Okay. Tell us what you love about Mrs. Martinez.
She's fun to have a teacher.
She's fun to have as a teacher. I love that. Okay, tell me your name.
Finn.
Okay, and tell us what you love about Mrs. Martinez.
She reads to me lots of books every day.
And are you starting to love to read because of Mrs. Martinez?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Tell me your name.
Nicholas.
Nicholas. Okay, tell me what you love about Mrs. Martinez.
I'm loving us nice, no one dog.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, tell me your name.
Ruth.
All right, tell us what you love about Mrs. Martinez.
She let us read books like this book we just read today.
Dwight the Knight. Is that a fun book? Yeah, pretty great. Okay, tell me your name.
Ariana.
Ariana, what do you love about Mrs. Martinez?
She teaches a lot.
She does teach a lot, right? All day, every day. Do you think she goes home tired? Oh, I think she goes home very tired every day. Okay, tell me your name.
He loves so much us.
Yeah, she does love you so much, doesn't she? Oh my gosh, that makes my heart so happy. Okay, tell me your name.
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, tell us what you love about Mrs. Martinez.
She reads us books a lot.
She reads books a lot. And you love her too? Do you want to tell us? Okay, tell me your name.
Luke.
All right, Luke. What do you love about Mrs. Martinez?
She lets us do fun activities.
What's been your favoriteest activity? Can you think?
Making an astronaut.
You made an astronaut? That's incredible. Great. Okay, tell me your name.
Raylan.
Hi. Okay, tell me what you love about Mrs. Martinez.
Everything.
Everything. Oh my gosh, I love it. All right, tell me your name.
Levy.
Okay, what do you love about Mrs. Martinez?
She lets us have parties when we get 20 tally marks up there.
Oh, when you get 20 compliments and you get to have a class party. That is so awesome. Okay, tell me your name.
Hunter.
And what do you love about Mrs. Martinez?
That she's beautiful.
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna cry. That's awesome. She is beautiful. Okay, tell me your name.
Calvin.
All right, Calvin. What do you love about Mrs. Martinez?
She has the best STEM projects.
Oh, I love it. She has the best STEM projects. That's incredible. All right. Well, now we know why Mrs. Martinez is the Teacher of the Year for Spring Creek. That's amazing. So I'm here at Provo Peaks Elementary with Mr. Kino. Hi, Mr. Kino.
Hello, nice to meet you personally, finally.
Yes, it's good to be here. So tell us what grade you teach and how long you've been here at Provo Peaks.
So I teach sixth grade and I've been in the Provo District. This is year number 35.
35. So are you retiring at the end of this year?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So tell us what the best part about teaching sixth graders at Provo Peaks is.
Two things. The kids themselves. I love working with them. They're great kids. And I love seeing the improvement that they make in a year. And then the other thing is just the other adults here in the school. The other teachers, my colleagues, the secretaries, the support staff. They've been fantastic.
That's awesome. If you could think of one thing that you wish people knew that teachers had to do that maybe they don't know, what would that be? Like, what would you want people to know about your job that maybe they don't always think about?
Well, I'm sure they think about it, but the teachers love their kids. They wouldn't be doing this job if it wasn't for the love that they have for the kids and wanting to see them improve and do well.
I agree with that. I think people sometimes forget that. Do you have a favorite story or a favorite memory? I know 35 years, you probably have a million, that just kind of represents why you're a teacher.
Actually, whenever I run into a former student and they come up to me at Costco or at Smith's and they say, "Hey, Ms. Kino, how you doing? Remember me from 20, 25 years ago?" Oh, that gives me a thrill. I appreciate that. And so all of you former students out there, if you see me in the hallways or at the store, come up and say hello. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Kino, and thank you for your 35 years of service. This is incredible, and we're just happy to highlight you this week. So I'm here with Principal Mark Burge, and I just want to ask you a little bit about Mr. Kino, and what are some of the words or thoughts that come to mind when you think of Mr. Kino and what he's done for kids here at Provo Peaks?
Mr. Kino builds wonderful relationships with students. He knows their names, he remembers their names, and students love to come back and visit him. So he makes a classroom environment that's just positive and fun to be in.
That's awesome. Do you have a favorite memory with Mr. Kino that you would like to share?
Every Christmas, he always does the 12 Days of Christmas Hawaiian style. So it's not the one that we always sing, but it's all about Hawaii. And it's just fun to listen to. So he likes to bring his culture into our school.
I love that. So it really just kind of creates a unique tradition, a unique twist on the tradition. So, well, thank you very much. I'm here at Dixon Middle School with Ms. Story. So, and tell us what you teach here at Dixon Middle School.
Well, I teach co-taught English, 8th grade, and lit support, 8th grade.
That's amazing.
And I have amazing students. Amazing students.
And you are Dixon Middle School's Teacher of the Year, and we're going to figure out why that is in just a moment as we interview some of your students. Okay. But how long have you been at Dixon?
Well, I've been 2 years this time around at Dixon, okay. And I was here from 2010 to 2014, and I've been teaching 20 years.
Oh, that's
Provo School District.
That's amazing. Thank you. I love it. Okay, so now you guys are going to introduce yourselves, and you're going to tell me what you love about Ms. Story. Are you ready?
I like Miss Story because she's really nice, and she loves to do class parties, and she's really nice.
Good. And tell me your name.
Tristan.
Oh, thank you, Tristan. Okay, tell me your name.
My name's Brigham.
Okay, Brigham, what do you love about Miss Story?
She's a good teacher, and I like her.
Good. Excellent. You love coming to class because of her, right? Yes. Good job. Okay, tell me your name.
My name is Alan.
Okay, Alan, what do you love about Miss Story?
That she's so nice.
She is. Isn't it great when you have a teacher who's nice?
Yeah, she's the best teacher.
Excellent. Okay, who's next? Okay, what's your name?
Michaela.
Okay, Michaela, what do you love about Miss Story?
She's helpful, she's really sweet, and she's kind.
Helpful, sweet, and kind. I love it. Okay, here we go. What's your name?
Samantha.
Samantha, so nice to meet you. And tell us what you love about Miss Story.
Her hugs.
That's the best, right? She takes good care of you. Makes you feel very welcome. Okay. What's your name?
Vicente.
Okay. What do you love about Miss Story?
That she's super nice and she does parties for us and give us snacks.
Good. Excellent. Okay. Who else? Oh, yes. Tell me your name.
I'm Eric.
Hi. Okay. What do you love about Miss Story?
That she cares about our grades and tries to help us.
I love that. So she cares about your grades. She cares about what you're learning. She's trying to help you. That's awesome. Let's go back to Miss Story for a minute. What has been the best part about being a teacher?
Oh, well, first of all, I love meeting my students and doing life with them, right? And I like seeing students that have challenges and struggles, but don't give up, so we work together to overcome those challenges and struggles. And then I love helping them find their passions and their interests, and then, you know, exploring those things. I really love doing life with my students, and I really, really enjoy coming every day and being more together. We're better together than we are apart.
I couldn't have said that better. Holy cow, that's amazing. Thank you.
And you got to have some humor, right? So we like to have fun and we like to learn. We do hard things, but we do them together.
I like that. We do hard things, but we do them together.
And we can do hard things. Okay? So sometimes my students are like, Jen, I can't do this. You know, there's no way. But they do it. Right now we're working on research papers for our English, the co-taught English class. And some kids are like, this is too hard, but we figure out how we can do it. So
we break it down, and then kids can do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you for being just a teacher in Provo City School District. I just love it. So thank you.
Thank you for all you're doing for our district, Wendy. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. We will be back next week with another new episode. Until then, have a great weekend, everyone.